All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here, WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. Nice to have you with us here today. Phone number 617-779-7937. You can text the show at 37937. And if you're watching on Twitch, hi. Twitch chat is very active today. That was Gerard Mayo from earlier today talking with Chris Curtis there on the Hillman Show this morning and saying definitively after sleepless nights of watching the film, and going over everything you saw there from Jacoby Brissett, from the Patriots offense, Drake May, and his one drive at the end of the game there, or two drives, I guess it was. Or was it just the one?
One drive.
It was just one drive that took, you know, a couple minutes. He has decided, he is determined that Jacoby Brissett will be the starter again on Sunday against the Niners in San Francisco. And that not only will he be the starter, but that he gives the Patriots the best chance to win. Does that pass the sniff test, Andy Hart?
Well, no, but I can spin zone it if we're going to reference the various.
Stiz, can we get the spin zone, please? We might as well if we're gonna tease these things, we got to go ahead and do them. All right, so it does pass the sniff test, but only if you put it in the spin zone, is what it sounds like to me.
Spin zone.
Spin zone.
Spin zone. Spin
my head right. It's the spin zone with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
All right, throw it in the spin zone then. Does Jacoby Brissett give the Patriots the best chance to win, Andy?
No, but if you spin it, he gives them the best chance to not lose. And that, as every Belichickian disciple knows, is the start of the process in the NFL. Everybody thinks, oh, you're going to try to win? Stupid. Belichick said for years, that's stupid. You don't try to win, you idiot. First, you have to not lose, mm-hmm. because more games are lost in the NFL than are won. Stick with me here. I'm using coaching words.
Okay.
It's not actually factual. It's the same number, actually.
Yeah.
Because for every winner, there's a loser. But more games are lost than are won in the National Football League. And Jacoby Brissett will not go out there and lose the football game for you. He has not lost a game all year. Is that factually accurate?
I think a different quarterback, a better quarterback, could have kept them in the game with
the Jets. Didn't say that. No. I said, has he lost a game?
Yeah, I think he lost that game.
How?
Because he only produced three points.
No. He didn't do anything to hurt you.
It's only scoring 3 points.
You know what hurt you?
Only scoring 3 points hurt
you. Your star running back hurt you.
Okay, he fumbled.
You know what
else
hurt you? Your piss poor offensive line, your porous, your Swiss cheese offensive line hurt you. You know what else hurt you? A defense that couldn't tackle you, never mind actual NFL players.
So then why don't we just to put a dummy out there with a jersey and a helmet and snap the ball to the dummy and let it get sacked every 5 minutes and say, hey, great job. You didn't do anything to lose
because
the game.
Like the dummy will probably fumble.
Well, maybe.
See? So you'd have to duct tape the ball to him. You can't do that.
You figure out some sort of apparatus to make it work. But you get
it's
my drift,
possible,
right?
Smart Alec.
The San Francisco 49ers are a team that's going to score some points. Are they not?
You're going to lose.
Okay.
But you're not going to lose because of Jacoby Brissett. You're going to lose because your team isn't very good.
But which of those two quarterbacks has even a chance of scoring points with the San Francisco 49ers?
Neither.
Which one has a chance? A
Jacoby
better
Jacoby Brissett.
Has a better chance of scoring points with the Niners?
I think Drake May would have a better chance to score points for the 49ers than against them.
I mean, that might happen, but in terms of who has the capability of actually
Jacoby
going
Brissett
out
does too. Let's not pretend the guy can't throw the ball, can't run a little bit, hasn't made any plays.
I mean,
they're limited. They're few and far
he's
between.
He's got one touchdown.
We'll say my son
in three
has
games
more passing yards than he does, and that's not great. In high school, offenses got more passing yards than you.
It's brutal. I mean, listen, I like he's a good interview.
Brutal.
He's brutal.
Is Will Levis. Brutal is when you have to yell, "What the F are you doing?" to your quarterback in the middle. Has Gerard Mayo once had to yell, "What the F are you doing?"
Yeah, probably on that Hunter Henry play.
No. What Hunter Henry play?
The interception that Hunter Henry ripped the ball away from the defense.
From his vantage point, that would have been hard to see. On the replay and on the tape, he might have yelled, "What the F are you doing?"
I guess you really almost did. Yeah, he might have, I guess. I'm just saying.
But he hasn't made any, even though I hold that against him, he hasn't made the killer mistakes. He's missed opportunities to make plays, and I don't believe Gerard Mayo, he actually gives you the best chance to win, but he gives you the best chance not to lose, and that seems to be what they're looking for right now.
If you can't crack 150 yards passing, how does that give you a better chance not to lose?
Because you're going to rush for 250.
Are you?
No, but that's what they think.
And also, Drake May can't hand the ball
off? You listened to Gerard Mayo? He thinks they dominated the line of scrimmage throughout August.
Fine. Drake May can't turn around and hand the ball off?
He might
freak
out.
If all they're going to do is to run the ball.
What if he fumbles a snap?
I mean, what
it's possible.
Brissett fumbles a snap. What if Stevenson keeps fumbling the ball?
They are worried that the young quarterback would lose them the game. I think that worry is dissipating. I think that will one more garbage time series away. Also, answering the text line, the reason they didn't call timeouts to score is because if you call timeouts there and I'm on the other sideline, now I'm blitzing your rookie quarterback and I'm trying to kill him. If you want to play nicey-nicey, I'll let you do garbage time with your quarterback. You start calling timeouts and trying to score and win the game or do something stupid.
I mean, they were trying to kill
him
anyway.
Now I'm going to be pissy. Now I'm going to be really pissy. I think that was garbage time that was played out relatively well by both teams. You can't call timeouts there.
I agree. I didn't think
that'd
there
be
was
weird.
Any need
I don't
to
know
do
if
that.
It's a written rule, an unwritten rule, or just like a gentleman's agreement, anything like that. I would have thought Gerard Mayo, rookie head coach, if you called timeout there. And I think Alex Van Pelt might have said, "What the F are you doing?"
Yeah.
Why are we calling that? So that wasn't the place for
I didn't
that.
Have a problem with that either.
I didn't either. But spin zone this. You're not going to beat the 49ers. Can we agree?
I don't think they're going to win with either one. But in terms of who's going to play not to lose.
But who is going
to. The guy who has a possibility of putting up some yards and some numbers is Drake May. It's not Jacoby Brissett. You're going to have to do that to win.
Who has the best chance to get blown out?
Probably May.
Yes, definitely.
Probably May.
Definitely May. No
probably
problem.
May.
Definitely
but he
May.
Also has more of a chance to keep the game close.
Neither guy has. What?
To keep the game close.
I don't think he does.
Closer than Jacoby Brissett does.
No. I think because Jacoby Brissett will not
if
make
Jacoby
the mistakes.
If Jacoby Brissett throws for 100 yards, it's going to be the same thing. If he goes for under 100 yards.
What are they leaning on?
I mean, come on.
What are they leaning on? Their coach has told you many times what they
defense
lean on.
Defense and running.
Okay. That has nothing
so
to do with Drake May or Jacoby
or
Brissett.
May. Yeah, fine. Make
so they're basically
then.
Saying don't F it up, quarterbacks. Don't F it up.
Yeah,
and they
and
think
they're 1-2.
Not because the quarterback effed it up.
No.
When did the quarterback screw
I'm
it up?
I'm saying that plan, that way of going about it.
They're not a very good football
defense
team.
Defense and running the ball.
But they could be 2-1.
Two,
you know who said that? Gerard Mayo. I wouldn't have said it today, but he said that.
Yeah, they could also be 0-3.
Right? Yes.
So
they probably should be 0-3.
They probably should if Joe Burrow had woken
what are we
up.
Arguing?
I mean, at this point, I'm not sure. Who
you actually think Drake May should play this week? Because I think Gerard should have said common sense. No chance in hell I'm thrown into the wolves of the 49ers defense in San Francisco. He might start a week later. The May watch instead of the BB watch, instead of the Bay watch, the May watch starts week 5 against the Dolphins. It would be a disservice to Drake. For a guy you've protected so far, you've put bubble wrap, kid gloves. He's like the freaking Stanley Cup. You got to put white gloves to take him out of the box.
And I don't think they should have done that. I think
but
they
they've done that.
They should undo that.
But no, now you undo any good you did when doing it. If you do, like throw him to the wolves.
I don't think there was any good to doing it.
Okay,
I think
may
they
not
should
be.
Undo it.
But
yes.
It would be dumb to throw it. That's a disservice to Drake May. All this should have been handled differently if you were going to throw him out there at a game like the 49ers. So you've gone down this path. What's Diz say earlier? In for a penny, in for a pound, or in for a pint, out for a drink?
If you're in it for a penny, you're in it for a pound.
Okay. Yep. Well, they're in this plan of kid gloves with Drake May for a pound. The penny, already gone. Now you're in for a pound. And after he doesn't get pounded by the 49ers, except maybe in some mop-up duty late, then you can
which
consider
starting
him. Which
he probably will. He'll probably be out there in mop-up duty.
If
right?
they started him, I might have to go back to writing columns for WEEI.com and say Gerard Mayo lost his way. Because you had a plan. You were sticking with it. Kid gloves. You're protecting the kid. If you throw him to the wolves in San Francisco, you undid any good you thought you did by only playing him for a series against the Panthers in the preseason. If you were going to play him in San Francisco, he should have played 5 series.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Against the Panthers. It should have been obvious you're on a fast track to get him on the field. They weren't on that, and I believe, personally, I believe this. I don't know how you feel, that it's Alex Van Pelt. It's all Alex Van Pelt. It was always Alex Van Pelt. He seems to be the kid glove guy.
Yeah, it's
I don't know
plan.
The guy's name that carries the Stanley Cup. He's the guy with the white gloves on taking care of Drake May, the Stanley Cup. And he's not taking him out of the box and letting people urinate in him and poop in him and eat cereal in him and all the other things they've done to the Stanley Cup. He's protecting the Stanley Cup.
Poop in it?
Yeah, I think people have done that. It's been said.
Interesting.
Yeah, Mike Bolt.
Mike Bolt. I'm looking at it. It says Philip Pritchard is what I'm seeing.
I got two different names.
Yeah. Who's Mike Bolt?
Keeper of the
Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup.
And who's Philip Pritchard? Oh, is the curator of the Hockey Hall of Fame, but there's all these pictures of him with the Stanley Cup.
His name is Stanley. He knows about Stanley Cups.
That's true. He would. Of all the people who would know, it would be Stanley. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to Paul in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Paul. Wait, Paul, did you already call us?
Yeah, I did, but yeah, I asked permission. Well,
no,
is that okay?
No, you can't call twice.
What do you?
No, we don't have to have people calling twice in the show. I'm sorry.
Okay, I agree. I mean,
ask permission in the future back there. No calling twice. We don't do double calls in the show. And I should have looked at that before I just blindly put them on the air.
Yeah, what if it had said like?
I don't know. It was a different. I thought maybe it was a different Paul in Rhode Island. I didn't think we were letting two calls through a day. Jeez. But either way, we had enough Paul in Rhode Island for one day. I think, didn't we?
More than enough.
I think we did.
I think there's
what are you complaining about?
Intern Mike said he tried to disguise his voice.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's getting wily, that old man.
Interesting. Well, the number pops up.
He must be sober then right now if he's smart enough to try to disguise his voice.
At least he's very, locked into what we're talking about.
Yeah.
There's that at least.
Which is good.
It's something.
I honestly believe all Gerard Mayo should have said is common sense. I didn't need the film. I didn't need to see. I don't even need him to really kind of blow smoke up my keister and tell me that Jacoby Brissett gives us a better chance to win. Whatever. Okay. Put whoever. But common sense is you've protected Drake May, correct? There's no other reason he didn't start than you protected Drake May.
Yep.
Okay.
Which I think is a mistake, but yes.
But you've done it. You're already in. You've already gone down the road of that plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think Thursday night against the Jets would have been the worst time to put Drake May out there. And then the second worst time would be Sunday in San Francisco. Once you get past that, it's all on the table. If you want to start in week 5, 6, home, road, I still think they want a home pop out of it. They want a home crowd. They want an excited home crowd to see Drake May, maybe buy some jerseys, buy their new, see the salute to service stuff? You know how they do that every year?
Oh, the camo jerseys?
But this year it's like Arctic camo, so it's all grays and whites. It would, like, if you were in the Army in the Arctic, I guess, in the snow.
Like Siberia.
It's pretty sweet.
Huh.
It's pretty sweet. I might have to go get me some.
They're like jerseys?
I haven't seen the jerseys. I just saw the hoodies and the hats and the sideline apparel and the various things.
Okay.
It's pretty sweet looking.
Yeah, that sounds
right. But yes, that's unveil it for, because he's cool as ice, Drake May, so unveil him with the salute to service Arctic camo. at Gillette Stadium against the Dolphins, because you'd be doing him a disservice. And you can't change now midstream.
He's a pro football player, a disservice.
Come on. Agree, but you want to change midstream?
Yes, I do want to change. I never liked the stream to begin with. I hated the stream, and I want to change the stream as soon as we possibly can. People are treating this debut of Drake May like it's some Sweet 16 birthday party, and everything's got to be perfect, and we got to have the chocolate fountain, and we got to have, you know, the Jimmy to dance with on the floor. Like, all this cred, so ridiculous.
But isn't this how sports work?
It's the NFL. No, it's not how sports work.
You ever seen boxing?
Drake, Tomato Drew cans? Bledsoe got knocked out, and they put in Tom Brady, and that's how he started.
He had already played in the NFL.
Fine, but if it happened in year one, pre-seasons. Then he would have already been there in year one. It would have happened.
How much of this do you think is Mac Jones because of what happened with Mac Jones?
But Mac
which
Jones
is fresh
is
in our minds.
Yeah, but I bet
Mac
that's
Jones
part of it. Was good as a rookie.
Yeah, that's but the then problem. He got ruined.
So if you're using the Mac Jones plan, you should have played Drake May this year and then sat him next year. Because that's when Mac Jones started to break.
No, I get what you're saying. But the general narrative around Mac Jones was like, oh, he was ruined by the coaching staff.
Can we put all those to bed?
Like,
can we put those to bed?
What, that the coaching staff
ruined Mac? I don't know. Did the Jets ruin Sam Darnold? This guy's got him as like an MVP candidate. Correct?
Yeah.
I'm pointing to you.
Absolutely.
I know we're on the radio. I'm pointing to Arcand.
The Jets, I think, ruined several quarterbacks, and many of them didn't get second chances like Geno Smith and Sam Darnold did. They bounced around as backups,
so did
and
the
then
Jets
they emerged
ruin
somewhere
him?
Else.
Like, if it's ruined, it's over.
Yeah.
That's like a souffle. It popped. It's gone. You don't, like, rekindle it.
Right. But also, you don't often get a renaissance in your career.
All
like
first-round quarterbacks get multiple chances.
Not always.
Yes.
To be starters again, that's not always true. That's not always
probably
true. Sometimes they're just
starters.
Done.
But you know the reason they don't get a second chance to be a starter? Because they go to a second place, and that team goes, this guy stinks. Right?
Yeah. Generally.
Like, a guy would get a second chance if he had any talent. In a league where they start 70 quarterbacks every year, or at least last year. Don't exaggerate, Andy. If they start multiple quarterbacks every year, guys get chances. The guys that don't get chances, it's because they stink. And you know why they broke in their first place? Because they stink. They weren't good quarterbacks. But Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield and Geno Smith are proving you don't break them. You just aren't the right situation for them. And then when they get to a good situation, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
And some other guys actually don't break in their own place. Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. They're in places where they could have been broken. Did they break? No. You know why? Good. Do I think Drake May's good? Yes.
But you can't play him because he might break.
No, I wouldn't play him this week because you've gone down this road. If he had played week one and week two, then I'd be playing him all along. It's not like I would have said, play him week one and week two, then sit him because, ooh, scary Jets, scary Niners. I'd say, no, he's played two games. He's an NFL quarterback now. You haven't allowed him to develop even into a young, green, rookie NFL quarterback. You haven't developed him to have him ready to play in San Francisco. So it's a disservice to him. I'm not going to say you're going to break him because I like him. And I'm not going to say he's breakable. But you're going to make his life really difficult, unnecessarily difficult. You wait a week because you're getting beat by the Niners either way. Mm-hmm. You wait a week and then you face Tim Boyle? I don't even know. Tim Boyle and the Dolphins?
Sure. Mac Jones, maybe.
A team that scores less points than you. That's what you face in week five at Gillette Stadium. Now you got a puncher's chance. Now put Drake May out there in front of a friendly crowd, or at least the Gillette crowd. We'll see how they are in the third quarter, depending on how things go. But
Right. Give
him a chance. It's not that I would have never started him in San Francisco. I would never start him in his first start in San Francisco. I would have started him in week one and said, yeah, in week four, he's going to have to play the 49ers. He's our quarterback. What do you want me to do?
We agree with that then, at least.
Okay.
We would have rather started with him.
I thought you were in one of your 5 o'clock moods.
No, I wasn't, but I just think I'd rather undo it and rip the Band-Aid off sooner rather than later. Of course
you can. Damage is done.
And if you go, and Brissett goes out there in the first series and twists his ankle, then you're going to have to do it anyway. So
yeah, that's not ideal.
But obviously not.
Your hands are tied. You got no
other option. So either way, it's going to happen. So what's the difference?
Well, no, it's not going to. Has Brissett gotten hurt yet?
I'm saying if he did, then you go out there, then you have to put him in anyway.
If your car breaks down, you're going to walk home. You're not going to choose to walk home.
No, but walking home and putting the better quarterback into a game are two different options, isn't
it? But it's the same thing. When you're forced into something, sometimes you just have to do it. They could be forced into playing May. Yes, I'm not one of those that says, put Joe Milton in. You're never forced into playing May unless Milton gets hurt too. Blah, blah, blah. No,
right,
no,
but
no.
But then it won't be the perfect thing that you want for
but it
Drake
won't be
May
the
be.
Worst. You're choosing to pick one of the worst case scenarios. Why would you choose to pick the worst case scenario? You effed it up by not playing him earlier, so it is now the worst-case scenario.
It's not. If he goes out there and plays well against San Francisco, I think it's a great-case scenario.
What if he gets his what we talked about earlier.
That's all
off.
Anyone ever says is, what if he gets hurt? What if this happens?
No,
what if he plays well?
Hurt.
What if he has a good
game? I
don't
care if he gets hurt.
Fine. What if he sucks? What if he
what
doesn't
if he throws
suck?
Five picks and is sacked five times and 10 dropbacks?
What if he throws five touchdown passes and has a 350-yard game? You know, if we're going to talk about what may happen, what may not happen, not one person has even considered the idea that he might go out against San Francisco and not completely embarrass himself.
Oh,
and
I think
that's
possible.
Very reasonable, a very reasonable expectation. And that's why I'd like to see him out there.
Despite the fact that the first pass he threw against the Jets was into double
coverage,
telegraphed,
it was not a good pass.
It should have been a pick.
Almost got picked off. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. Here's Stiz to tell you what's trending, and we're right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.